Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The year 2020 will have its own chapter in the history books, and if we're not careful, the year 2021 will be more of the same. Starting at the top, hopefully Donald Trump will successfully have the courts throw out the fraudulent ballots, and hopefully congressmen will object to the electors and stop the steal. When it comes to accomplishments, very few presidents come close to Trump, whether it's the wall or the peace treaties or the economic record-breaking. What a great president Donald Trump is. But in my opinion, the next couple weeks, they will determine whether or not Trump merely remains a great president or becomes a legendary president in the mold of someone like Lincoln, a legend that literally saves his country. But save from whom? If your only source for news is CNN or the New York Times, then you have no clue what I'm talking about. Donald Trump literally must decide whether to find a creative means to overturn the fraudulent election results, or he will have to concede. Communist China has made deep investments in our big tech, many of our big corporations, and have made deep inroads into our political parties, especially with the so-called president-elect's son, Hunter Biden. The Dominion software that manipulated the ballots for Biden in battleground states, well, that's got a shady origin as well. So what is President Trump supposed to do when he knows that the incoming administration is backed by fraudulent votes and international bad actors? A great president might concede and say, oh well. But I will wrap this up with a simple idea for you. A legendary president would tell the courts and the Congress to do their job and refuse to leave until the election can be handled in an above-board way. With Christmas Day in a couple days, it's great to see shoppers keeping it local. There is an interesting trend I am seeing with imported musical instruments. We are seeing a lot less guitars made from China, and instead are seeing a lot of musical instruments from Indonesia, Vietnam, Korea. And there have been stories that soon, some of the major music supply companies are looking to open factories in India. I figure we can thank the tariffs on China for these changes. But maybe the long-term reason is the recognition that overall, we as a country really need to reduce our dependency on China. While that country is still the king of cheap goods, it's nice seeing other countries step up to the plate and compete for our business.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.